time to come out tonight to hear what these candidates have to say. Our timekeeper tonight is Mr. Jeff Tate. Jeff is an Estill County native and a retired school teacher from right here in Estill County. Thank you, Jeff, for serving as timekeeper this evening. Our moderator is Mr. John Perrin. He is a resident of Richmond, Kentucky, where he works for the Eastern Kentucky University Dual Credit Program. John is a Lancaster native and graduated from EKU in 2015 with a bachelor's in economics degree. He served for 3 years in the EKU Student Government Association, including a term of the chair as chair of the Elections Committee. John is a graduate of the Martin School at the University of Kentucky with a master's degree in public administration. Thank you again, John, for moderating tonight's candidate forums.
And folks, you are live at the Estill County High School. My name is Ethan, and John is about to take the podium for tonight's event.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good evening, everyone. Before we start, I want to note that the event sponsors and partners are conducting these forums as community service, and they are not publicly endorsing any candidate. I would also ask that you please keep the following in mind. We ask that all cell phones be silenced or turned off during the forum. We also ask that audience members be respectful of the facilities and refrain from bringing food or drinks into the auditorium. If you need to use the restrooms are located outside the auditorium doors and to the left. Please be respectful at all times. Verbal attacks on speakers by audience members or by other candidates will not be tolerated. We ask that audience members refrain from talking loudly or calling out during the forum. School board policy requires that no materials endorsing any candidate be displayed or distributed on school property. The order in which the candidates speak tonight will be determined by random drawing. I'll draw their names out of a basket. Once the candidate order is determined, the candidates will be introduced and then given 5 minutes in which to speak about their candidacy. At no time should a speaker refer to opposing candidates or opposing parties during their speech. This forum is not a debate. During each speech, the moderator, me, will indicate when the speaker has 2 minutes remaining, and then I'll also signal when time is up. Once every candidate has spoken, all candidates will have the opportunity to draw and answer a question submitted by the public and then pass that question to the rest of the candidate's field. Each candidate's response will be limited to 1 minute, and candidates may answer questions in the order in which the candidates' names were originally drawn. The first one we're going to do is the circuit clerk. Kentucky Circuit Court clerks are responsible for handling the records of circuit and district courts, including recording and providing legal documents, maintaining the jury system, administering oaths, handling affidavits, receiving money due to the court, and paying money to required parties. In addition to these essential duties, the circuit clerks of Kentucky also issue driver's license and state ID cards. There's one circuit court clerk in each of Kentucky's 120 counties, and they are elected for 6-year terms. I'll now draw the candidates' names from the basket. And whenever I draw your name, you can come down and have a seat in the order in which I draw your name. The first candidate is Stephanie Brenniger.
She is the incumbent here in Estill County.
And the second candidate is Charlotte Plowman.
And again, these are representing two parties today. I'm not going to specifically say which ones because, again, on local elections, I don't tend to believe that that matters as much. We are live at the Estill County High School. This is a nonpartisan forum being hosted by the Public Library and the Action Group.
Okay, I'll now welcome Stephanie to the podium to introduce herself.
You can watch live at Estill Action Group on Facebook.
Good evening, everyone. I am Stephanie Brenniger, your current Estill County Circuit Clerk. I want to thank each of you for having the confidence in me and allowing me to serve you for the last 5, almost 6 years. Being the incumbent, I have the direct experience in the leadership it takes to operate your office. Since taking over January the 1st, 2013, I have worked very hard and improved our office tremendously. We have had several technology updates, including a new JAV system, which is a video recording system, KY Court's Accounts Receivable Edition, e-filing, which allows attorneys and other people to file electronically, restitution enhancement, Rocket Docket, and a new license issuance software, just to name a few. Also, we now have a new Facebook page, Estill County Circuit Clerk. This allows me to post information pertaining to our office promptly. I want to continue to improve our office by staying up to date with the latest technology. The outpouring support that I've received from you, the people of Estill County, has been tremendous. You have made this opportunity possible for me. I realize that my actions are a reflection on the community, and I uphold that with the utmost responsibility and integrity. I make that clear while representing you and giving us a voice as Estill County in Frankfort. I love Estill County, and I have worked hard not only for my office, but for my community. As a member of Ravenna Church of God, I teach children's church, help with VBS, and directed our 2017 Christmas play. I've served on site base at South Irvin Elementary. My son Ty plays soccer, and I've proudly coached his team from U6 to U8. You have probably seen us at the baseball field or at the basketball games numerous of times. Youth sports are important in keeping our young children involved and active. That is why I sponsor Kiwanis basketball, Kiwanis baseball, high school volleyball, cheerleaders, and many others. Our circuit clerk's office has received multiple awards while under my supervision, and I will continue going that extra mile to make us stand out and stand apart. Please allow me the opportunity to continue to serve you as your Estill County Circuit Clerk. I would appreciate your vote in May. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Now welcome Charlotte Plowman.
And, of course, you're listening live right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
First off, I want to thank the committee for inviting us to this forum. My name is Charlotte Webb Plowman, and I want to be your next circuit court clerk. I have worked in the court systems for over 23 years. 11 of those years was in the circuit clerk's office, working for former clerks, the late Lena B. Henry and Charlene Baker, now Abney. In 2005, I started working for then county attorney Heather Combs. In January of 2007, Ms. Combs became the Commonwealth attorney, and that is where I presently am employed as a victim's advocate. As part of my job, I am in different circuit clerk's office and have gained ideas on how to run an efficient office efficiently. And I will treat my employees how I want to be treated, and I have been a deputy clerk and realize the importance of your employees. I have gained firsthand knowledge of what it takes to be your circuit court clerk, from day-to-day operations of the office to the importance of being in the courtroom while court is taking place, issuing driver's license, filing lawsuits, to entering an order from the judge to parents who have been waiting to adopt a child. Sometimes it is simply a kind word or a listening ear to someone going through a bitter divorce or filing for an emergency protective order over an abusive situation. A circuit clerk wears many hats. They maintain a jury pool for district, circuit, and grand jury, receive and disperse money. Your circuit clerk is a record keeper for district and circuit courts. While working at the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, I have attended trainings that I use in a daily basis with the different technology that the circuit clerk's office uses. Example, the e-filing, e-warrants, Rocket Docket, who have been part of since it began in Estill County. If I am elected, I will offer at least one day every week later, at least till 6:30, for people who work out of town. I have worked in factories and realized you can't always take off work to renew your driver's license. I'll be available if necessary by appointment on Saturdays. I have talked to several other circuit clerks' offices, and they have seen that being open later through the week works better for most people than being open on Saturdays for a few hours. If I'm elected, all of my employees that I hire will live in Estill County. The Department of Transportation no longer mail out reminder postcards. If I am elected, I will personally mail you a reminder from the office 2 to 3 months before your license are to be renewed as a courtesy to you. 4 years is a long time to remember to renew your license or an ID. I have the compassion, experience, and knowledge it takes to be your circuit court clerk. I will work hard for the people of Estill County. John Quincy Adams was quoted, "If your actions inspire others to dream, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. I want to be your leader. Vote to elect me your circuit court clerk on May the 22nd. Thank you."
And again, folks, you are listening to the live bipartisan forums at the Estill County High School.
Thank you, Charlotte. Now allow the candidates to draw a question, starting with Stephanie.
Again, names were drawn in random order, and I'm sorry, these are nonpartisan, not bipartisan. Forgive me. Again, you are listening live.
First question is, how do you feel about the Real ID Act of 2005 and the fact that Kentucky driver's licenses do not comply? Stephanie, you'll have 1 minute.
I just went to a training in Frankfurt over this. The new license will be in compliance. The rollout will start in January, and it will roll out through all 120 counties throughout the state. And that will be finished and complete. Everybody will be compliant by the first quarter of 2019. We are on an extension, and the state plans to extend that extension as long as possible until about 2020 is what they're expecting they can get that for. The new license will last for 8 years. So there will be an increase in price, but it will last for 8 years. They are also offering email notifications, which is possible by drive.ky.gov. That's also a Twitter hashtag, drive.ky.gov. I think that with the training, we will have new equipment. We have facial recognition.
Thank you, Stephanie. We'll now move to Sharla. You'll have 1 minute.
I knew that we were on a... was not in compliance. I wasn't sure of the dates because I'm not there every day anymore. But I feel like that they will be back in compliance, like she said, within another year or so. And I still think that offering postcards, because not everybody has email and that technology, that I would still be willing to do that and take care of that at my own personal expense.
Okay. Thank you, Charla.
And again, that was question one. This is the circuit clerks is who these are. The incumbent, Stephanie Brenniger, and Ms. Plowman.
The second question is, in the past, the circuit clerk's office has kept a schedule of Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 p.m. What are the pros and cons of extending the hours? Charlie, you'll have 1 minute.
Well, I think it's only pros. I've worked in factories. Both my sons work out of town, and they would have to take off work to renew their driver's license. And I do understand that, and I am all about staying later through the week. And like I said, if I have to come in on Saturday, I would not be opposed to doing that either. I think that is very important. Somebody shouldn't have to miss work. I know they do a lot of point systems now that you get deducted on just for missing work. And I would be available, you know, because I feel like the circuit clerk works for Estill County. I think that is our job. We're supposed to accommodate you all.
That is Ms. Plowman.
Stephanie, you'll have 1 minute.
I have, since day one that I took over the office, offered after hours by appointment. All you have to do is call our office, and we'll take your name and phone number and schedule you after hours. The cons against staying after hours late is the safety issue of not only my office, but the courthouse as a whole. We have no system. There's nobody there walking. It gets dark. We deal with people who are angry and aggravated. It's in the day that we live in with the bomb threats and things like that, it is a major issue. Not only that, the caseload has increased since I took office. I was in court last night with one of my deputies until 9:30, but I understand that people work out of town. That's why I've came in on numerous late evenings, Saturdays, and even Sundays after church, because I do want to accommodate you as the people. But I also am concerned for the safety of my employees and myself as well.
Thank you, Stephanie. Those are the questions for the Circuit Clerk Forum. We want to thank our candidates, Stephanie Brenniger and Charlotte Plowman, for being here.
All right. And again, those are your two candidates for Circuit Clerk here in Estill County.
Now welcome Lindsay back to the stage.
And of course, Lindsay operating as our MC tonight.
Thank you both for participating in tonight's forum. And thank you guys, of course, for listening. And we're going to move on to the next portion of the forum. I'm going to turn it back over to John.
Of course, we appreciate John Perrin tonight being the moderator and Mr. Tate as timekeeper. Of course, don't forget
the next forum will be for the county clerk. The county clerk oversees duties as the fiscal court clerk, as the notary power for the county. They have licensing duties such as hunting and fishing licenses. They also are the county licensing authority and the recording and keeping of permanent records of legal instruments for the county. We have one candidate who is unable to be here tonight, Ernest Morris. I will now put the rest of the candidates' names into the basket, and then we will draw the order in which they'll come up to the stage and be asked questions.
There are five other candidates that are with us tonight at the live forum. We are at the Estill County High School. This is Ethan, live and local for Pickup Country 104.9. And our moderator tonight is Mr. Perrin. He'll be drawing out the candidates in random order. That way it's as fair as possible.
First candidate is Brian Crow.
He will come and take his seat on stage. Don't forget you can watch live at the Estill Action Group on Facebook.
You can have a seat right over here. Next we have Chris Carroll.
Again, don't forget you can watch
Next
live
we have
on
Felicia
Facebook.
Campbell.
We have shared it to the Pickup Country page as well.
Next, we have Elizabeth Walling. Next, we have CJ Taylor Neal.
And once they've all taken their seats, of course, they'll begin with their 5-minute opening statements, and then they'll be taking questions. Again, we appreciate you joining us live here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
First, we'll welcome Brian Crow.
Okay. Good evening. First off, I'd like to thank everyone that's involved in putting this forum together, and thank you all for coming out and showing interest in our county. Most of you already know me and my family, but for the ones that don't, I'm Brian Crow. I've been a resident of 50 years of this place we call home. I've been married to Christy Crow for 27 years, where we have two wonderful sons, Blake and Tanner, and a loving daughter-in-law, Jordan Honchel Crow. And the brightest light in our lives at this time is my little man, Braxton. I am currently an active member of Mount Carmel Christian Church. I've coached in this county for 30 years, and I'm currently employed by the Urban Municipal Utilities for the past 22 years. With all these roles that I've filled over the years, I've learned how to work hard, how to commit to whatever I'm doing, and how to be a good leader. These qualities I believe to be necessary for the person filling the office of county clerk. Through my position as office manager of Urban Municipal Utilities, I've gathered a lot of experience when it comes to running an office. I handle customer concerns, employee payrolls, banking, audits, many other clerical jobs, while I oversee the daily operations of the office. If you look at the job description of the Estes County Clerk, you will notice that a lot of it overlaps with what I do right now at Urban Municipal Utilities. If elected as your county clerk, let me share a few things about what I believe is important. One is involvement of political leaders. I feel as a member of the courthouse, filling the county clerk's position, that person should be publicly involved. A face with a name, a position is always good to have. Second, I know they talked about it earlier, extending hours of the office. As you know, most of the working force in our county works out of town, and it makes it hard for them to get to the courthouse before closing. I'll always be exploring ways to make your time spent in the clerk's office as quick and efficient as possible. Third, I would like to educate our youth in the voting process. I can remember years ago when the county clerk would come to our high school, help students register to vote, and educate them. During those days, I learned the importance of staying involved in our county politics. I'm very proud to say that I've voted in each election and will continue to do so. It's hard to make an educated decision on what is best for our county if you don't stay involved. As proud citizens of Estes County, I vow to you, if elected into this office, I will continue to stay involved. I will make it my personal goal to serve you with a friendly, helpful attitude, and will continue to educate those who hold our future. Someone once said that to give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money, and that is sincerity and integrity. Given the honor and opportunity, serve this community. I will serve it with both sincerity and integrity. Thank you.
And that is candidate Chris Carroll.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm sorry, Brian Crow.
Now welcome Chris Carroll.
Now Chris Carroll, yes. Apologize. You are listening live here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hello. My name is Chris Carroll, and I would like to thank everyone for coming tonight, listening, or watching, and thank the people who coordinated this event. There are many good candidates standing before you, and most I have known for a long time. I was born in Estill County and raised in Ravenna. My parents, the late Bobby and Wilma Carroll, worked hard all their lives providing for their family. My dad worked in the oil fields, and my mom worked for the Estill County Board of Education, driving a school bus and working in the lunchroom. I have one sister and two brothers. My sister, Jeannie Elkins, currently works at Central Office in the Finance Department and will be retiring in June. My brother, Jerry Watson, is retired from Train Company, and my brother, Robert Carroll, worked at L3 but died in a four-wheeler accident in 2010. My parents were in their 40s when I was born, and yet they instilled in me the same values that they did my older siblings. One, you must work for what you want and believe in. Two, whatever job you are doing, you do it the best of your ability. And three, treat people the way you want to be treated. I graduated from Estill County High School in 1992 with some of the brightest and smartest people I know. I went to college and I have over 100 college hours. I started working when I was 13 years old, mowing yards around my neighborhood. When I turned 16, I started at Irvin Pizza Hut. This is where the majority of people recognize me from. I worked many years under the great leadership of Dolores Rollins, who taught me the importance of taking care of customers and why you take care of the customer. I continued working at Pizza Hut for many years, both full and part-time. I have 8 years of management training I received during my time there. I learned what it took to help manage a restaurant that was for several years one of the top producing Pizza Huts in the nation. I worked as an EMT for several years in Estill County and as a lifeguard when we had a pool. I started in 2002 as a paraeducator at middle school, taking care of a very special young man. While he had many physical disabilities, there was nothing wrong with his mental abilities. I followed him through school until he graduated from high school and had the great honor of pushing him across the graduation stage in 2008. When I returned the following year, I was offered a front office position where I worked part-time in the office and part-time as one of the lunchroom clerks. I worked with students, parents, and staff providing various services. I always tried to encourage students, and sometimes I fussed at them a little bit too when I knew they could do better. During this time, I continued working part-time, usually at Pizza Hut. During my years at the high school, I purchased the Right Place restaurant and ran it for 2 years. Operating the restaurant included payroll, submitting taxes, maintaining inventory, staffing, clean facilities, friendly and knowledgeable staff, balancing drawer and receipts each night, and maintaining various records. The restaurant was totally my responsibility, but I couldn't afford to lose the health insurance provided at school. After selling the restaurant, I continued to work a full-time and a part-time job to support myself. The county clerk's duties are a lot of different clerical duties. Fiscal court clerk, issuing and registering different licenses, recording and keeping various legal records, voter registration, conducting election duties, and collecting certain taxes. Everyone visits the clerk's office sometimes during their life. My goal as county clerk is to provide fast and friendly service with a smile. I know many people work out of the county, and sometimes it is hard to get to the courthouse before closing through the week. I will offer extended office hours at least twice a month, and I will be available to the public after hours as needed. I will be your full-time county clerk. I am a people person, and I enjoy working and serving in the public for more than 25 years. There are many aspects of the county clerk's job, and I will be diligent and work hard to learn each one. It will be a learning process for whoever is the next county clerk. You, the people of Estill County, are my customers. My office staff and I will be friendly and helpful when you visit. You will be treated as I have learned to treat people through my years of service. I, Chris Carroll, ask for your vote in May primary as a Republican candidate for Estill County Clerk. Thank you.
All right, that is Chris Carroll, our second of five that we're going to hear from this evening.
Thank you, Chris. Next, we welcome Felicia Campbell.
Again, you are live right here on Pickup Country 104.9 from the Estill County High School.
I'm Felicia Fike Campbell, and I would like to first thank the sponsors that are putting on these forums. I think they're a great opportunity for our citizens to take advantage of, to hear the candidates' qualifications and experiences. I had a good friend, and she wrote me a note, and she said, "Do your best, leave the rest, angels do no more." So that's what I'm going to try to do right now, is to do my best to tell you my qualifications and experiences. I've worked for the Estill County School System for 29 years. The last 24 years has been as secretary to the superintendent. The school system is the county's largest employer. We employ 363 full-time employees, 87 substitutes, and 121 extra service positions. I'm the human resource director. This means every employee that comes to work for the school system starts their service in my office. They usually end their service in my office when I help them retire. I wear lots of hats and have varying duties, and some of these include conducting background checks on employees, fingerprinting employees. I track teaching certifications and make sure that each teacher's certificate has not expired. I calculate the salaries for all new employees and any transfers. I'm responsible for posting the jobs on the Kentucky Education website. I generate all the employee contracts. I enroll employees in the health insurance and other benefits upon initial employment, and I conduct annual open enrollments. I process the family medical leave. I do the unemployment claims, and I understand and work within the timelines and deadlines of each of these jobs. I'm familiar with the Kentucky Administrative Regulations and the Kentucky Revised Statutes, and I understand legal implications. I possess knowledge and interpret district policies and procedures. I prepare the board agendas, using the proper content, format, and supporting documentation that they need. I attend the board meetings. I prepare official minutes and maintain all official records for the school district. I handle personnel matters in a discreet and confidential manner, and I try to remain current in all interests of the school system. I feel these experiences would crosswalk to the county clerk's office perfectly. I'm not intimidated to learn new duties. We'll all have to learn something new here. The ACA, or Affordable Care Act, is a new duty and program that has been recently added to my responsibilities. And just this year, I've had to learn the FACPAC system, which is an online connection between architects, the Department of Education, and the district in construction projects. If elected, I pledge to maintain the clerk's office with the same degree of effort that I currently give to the school system. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to work with each employee and their families. Helping the staff, their families, and even the retirees that come back is the most rewarding part of my job. And I would love to have the chance to open the door every morning at the courthouse to see who I could help there. And there may be reasons that I'm not aware of, but that would maybe make changes difficult. But one of the changes that we have sort of agreed on is the hours need to be extended. I feel that would require the clerks in the office to be cross-trained. If they were cross-trained, perhaps we could stagger the hours. This would mean someone could come in early, someone could stay in late. We could perhaps work part of the clerks all day on Wednesday, still remain open half a day on Saturday. This would maybe leave the clerk's office open an extra whole hour every day, all day on Wednesday, continue to stay open a half day on Saturday to serve the citizens. It would also allow the girls in the office to stagger their hours. To me, this is a win-win. I also feel that each clerk would need to represent the office in a helpful and friendly way. To me, each one plays a vital part of the service that the county needs, and I would like to see the clerk's office, be the kind of team that counts on each other and that you can count on. My goal would be to run the clerk's office in an inviting, friendly, efficient, helpful, and confidential manner. And I feel I can offer experience, work ethic, and a genuine love of community and people. To quote an American publisher, "To love what you do and feel that it matters, how could anything be more fun?" And I would love to be your next county clerk. Thank you.
All right, that was Felicia Campbell. You are listening live here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Thank you, Felicia. Next, we welcome Elizabeth Walling.
Again, these are the candidates for county clerk in Estill County, live from the Estill County High School.
Good evening. Excuse me. I'm excited to see so many Estill County voters here tonight expressing their interest in the future of our community. Again, my name is Elizabeth Henry Walling, and I want to serve you as our next county clerk. As you know, every 4 years, we elect a county clerk to serve in this very important office. Whether it be issuing a marriage license, recording a deed, a veteran's discharge, or other legal document, licensing your motor vehicle, registering to vote, preparing our tax bills, or serving as clerk to the fiscal court, the essential services provided by the county clerk's office impacts the lives of almost every citizen in our county. Looking back at those who have served during the lifetime of most of us here or listening tonight, I would think we all could agree that Estill County voters have done an excellent job in electing the right person for this job. You may remember past clerks such as Maggie Wolfenbarger, Mildred Cobb, or Dora Henry, or probably better known to you all as Dora Honey, and of course our current clerk, Ms. Sherry Fox, who will be retiring after the end of this term after serving 37 years here in Estill County. All of these extraordinary women have went above and beyond in serving the people of Estill County and fulfilling the duties of the county clerk's office. This is a tradition that I hope to continue. So as we go through this process of electing a new county clerk, I ask that you consider my qualifications and my priorities if elected to this office. First and foremost, I am experienced. I served 4 years as Deputy County Clerk, where I gained firsthand knowledge of the daily operations of this office and the important role that it plays in our county government. I have 15 years experience working directly with the Estill County Board of Elections in conducting election procedures and serving as the Republican Election Commissioner when I was decided to run for this office. In addition to my experience in the clerk's office, my master's degree in business administration has provided me with a strong foundation in business management and the skills needed to successfully manage the staff, budget, and clerical responsibilities of this office. I am also committed to serving the people of Estill County. This commitment to serve stems from both my family history of community service and my personal investment in the future of this community. My husband Ben and I have grown up here, and now we plan to raise our 4 children, Blair, Nolan, Lincoln, and Layton, in Estill County, where small town values and tradition are still important. I have also spent the last 17 years serving our community through various administrative roles at Markham and Wallace Hospital, where I have worked to ensure local access to healthcare services. As your county clerk, my number one priority will be to serve. First, to serve you, the people of Estill County, by providing friendly, efficient, and professional customer service. Then, to serve as clerk to the Estill County Physical Court, and also chairperson of the Estill County Board of Elections. I will also make it my priority to preserve all legal documents stored in the county clerk's office. Utilizing my 14 years experience in grant writing, I hope to secure some grant funding from the Kentucky Department of Libraries and Archives to support the implementation of projects that will enhance our record-keeping practices and securely digitize and preserve your legal documents. As your county clerk, another priority will be to incorporate new technology and additional online services into the county clerk's office in effort to better meet the needs of our community. These changes will offer more flexibility and access to services for those who work outside the community each day, and it will also create efficiency within the clerk's office. Now, after hearing my qualifications and my priorities, if elected to this office, I hope you will agree that with my years of experience, my education, and my commitment to serving the people of Estill County, that I am fully qualified to fulfill the duties of the county clerk's office. If elected as county clerk, I will resign my position at Markham Wallace Hospital and will serve you as a full-time clerk. As your next county clerk, I commit to you my honesty. I'm sorry. Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Next, we'll bring C.J. Taylor-Neal.
Again, that was Elizabeth Walling. Now, C.J. Taylor-Neal.
Thank you. I'm C.J. Taylor-Neal, and I would love to be your next county clerk. As I look around the auditorium, I feel that I already know several of you. But for those who don't know, through various emergency services, we have a little boy named Fisher who will be 1 in June. My parents are Wallace and Kathy Taylor. I was born and raised in Estill County, and I love this county. I was in high school, and I had the opportunity to job shadow Sherry. And there, ever since then, I've dreamed of serving this county as your clerk. I've worked for a local community bank for the past 10 years. At the age of 23, they offered me the job of branch manager. Since then, I have managed 3 different branches. I love working with the public. I feel like it is what I was born to do. I've had people ask me why I feel like I'm qualified to be county clerk after they ask me how old I am. I am young. I am 29. Once elected to be your clerk, there's a lot that I will have to learn. I can't go in tomorrow and run the office. But I am a fast learner and a hard worker. From the election in November to when I'm sworn in as county clerk, I will be learning from the best. I'm going to work my hardest for this county that I love. This job will be my full-time career, and I would love the opportunity to serve you for many years to come. I am blessed with a wonderful support system to help my husband and I with our wonderful son while we fulfill our respective career duties. Like most working families, his care is of the utmost importance to us when planning and working for our future. While I feel that Sherry has done a wonderful job serving this county, there are a few things that I would like to improve on while being your clerk. Making the office more accessible would be a top priority to ensure that all people can be served. Having worked with the public for so many years, I know how important it is to staff our office with great employees that believe customer service is highly important. Having staff that will provide the best service possible with a smile makes everyone feel more welcome. I would also like to update the clerk's website and provide more online information and services. In closing, I ask that you let me work for you. I am open to suggestions that will help our county clerk's office provide the best service possible, efficiently, accurately, and warmly. Thank you for this amazing opportunity.
And again, that's your final candidate you're going to hear from tonight, C.J. Taylor Neal, candidate for county clerk.
Thank you, Taylor. Now we'll move on to the question portion. I'll allow each candidate to draw a question, and then they'll have 1 minute to answer, and then they'll pass the question to the rest of the field.
These questions, and you are listening live from the Estill County High School. The moderator will now read the question.
First question is, as a citizen running for the office of county clerk, how seriously do you take your own duty to vote? Brian, you'll have 1 minute.
Okay. As I said earlier, we talked about how the clerk come out here and taught us the importance of it, and I'm proud to say I've voted in each election since I was able to. I was raised by parents that taught me the importance of it, and taught me that being involved in our community and always paying attention to what is going on. By voting, you're saying you're interested in what happens to the future of this county. So I have voted each time, and I feel like it's very important.
Thank you, Brian.
That was Brian Crow. Next up, we've got Chris Carroll, candidate for county clerk.
Chris, you'll have 1 minute.
I think voting is extremely important. I think we need to get the youth of the county more involved in voting. I know where I've been out getting people registered, the teenagers, they have no clue how to go about registering. You know, I have to help them with the paperwork, help them with filling out the card. You know, it's like nobody cares anymore, but, you know, I voted about every year since I've been 18. I believe, you know, it's our future of our county and our country. That's our job, is to vote. But I think we strongly need to get the youth involved into voting, because like I said, some of them are clueless even how to do it. You know, I think education, you know, is key role that we need to provide for the high school students or recent graduates. Thanks.
That is Chris Carroll.
Thank you, Chris. Felicia, you'll have 1 minute.
I think voting is very important. I really don't think you can complain if you don't take the time to vote and have your voice counted. And at work, I know everyone's probably aware of everything going on at the state capitol in Frankfort over the pension and the budget. And I think this has spurred maybe a renewed interest in voting and shows us that each vote does count and we can make a difference and we should voice our opinion by our vote.
That is Felicia Campbell, candidate for county clerk.
Thank
Next
you, Felicia.
Up will be Elizabeth Walling.
Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
I have also voted in every election that I've been capable of voting in, and really I've had a great interest in that. I served with the Estill County Board of Elections long before I ever had aspirations of running for county clerk. So that's always been an interest of mine, to be involved in your community and to serve in that as well. I think voting is a privilege. I think it's something that we all should take very seriously. I will be stressing that to my own children here in the community as they grow up, hoping they will continue to be involved in their community just like I am now. Thank you.
That is candidate Elizabeth Walling.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Now CJ Taylor Neal.
Taylor, you'll have 1 minute.
Voting is a right that I've always taken full advantage of. My parents and grandparents have always taught me the value of a vote. My dad always says that every single vote counts, and that is so true. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand now, how important every vote is. Thank you.
All right, next we'll begin with Chris Carroll on question two. He will now select it at random from our moderator, Mr. Perrin. Again, you're listening here on Pickup Country 104.9, live from the Estill County Auditorium.
Our next question is, how would you as county clerk encourage the youth of this county to show up at the polls to vote?
All right, this is Chris Carroll.
1 minute.
First.
I think to educate them. Like I said earlier, a lot of the youth don't know how to register. They have no clue. They have no interest in voting. You know, it starts with the family, the parents, you know. I'm trying to get out here one day through the week to register some of the high school kids if they're interested in registering and help them out. I just haven't got a response yet from the school if I can do it or not. Give them a chance to vote. Some of them don't have a chance to register because they have no way, which in turn means they probably don't have no way to get to the voting polls, but at least they'll be registered in the future if they do get a chance. But I think the educating the youth, you know, is the most important thing that we can do in the school system and stuff. Thanks.
That is candidate Chris Carroll for County
Thank
Clerk, Estill County.
Felicia, you'll have 1 minute.
Like I said earlier, I think our vote is important, and I think we need to teach our children and grandchildren that. Like I said, I don't think you really have a right to complain if you don't cast your vote to make your choice. And I do think it's important, and I think, again, that in today's time that is being maybe brought forward more. Education is key, I think, that our children are taught to participate and to give back, and one way to do that is to vote.
That is candidate
you, Felicia.
Felicia Campbell.
Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
Again, I think it goes back to giving them the opportunity to understand what it means to vote. Being in our high school, showing them how to register, getting them registered, showing them how to vote. I can remember being in high school and Sherry and my mother coming out to register students out there and showing us how to use the machine at the time. I also was involved in the Young Republicans of Kentucky group when I was younger. I'm not sure that that's still available in our community, but I would think having clubs and different groups like that would help to also foster the importance of voting to our youth.
That is candidate Elizabeth Walling for County Clerk.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Taylor, you'll have 1 minute.
Like everyone else has said, I think that educating the youth would be one of the most important things to get them excited about voting. Thank you.
Short and sweet.
Thank you, Taylor. Brian, you'll have 1 minute.
Okay, I kind of done a little research when I started my campaign, looking at numbers from the State Board of Elections. In the last primary election, only 16% of the total vote was from our younger adults. You know, if elected, we'll continue to try to educate, you know, try to entice, tell them why they vote, not just because mom and dad tells them to, and encourage them that as a citizen, it is our right and it's our responsibility to vote. If we plan on being committed to our future. So The stats show it's not the young kids, it's the age group of 17 to 34. It was like 16%. So we got to educate the youth and plus the younger adults. Thanks.
That is Brian Crow, candidate for Estill County Clerk.
Thank you, Brian.
Next question will be selected by Felisa Campbell. You are listening live here on Pickup Country 104.9. It's also streaming.
Next question is, why did you choose to run for the office of county clerk in 2018? Felisa, you'll have 1 minute.
To be honest, this is not something I've thought about, a lifelong dream. I've been very happy with my job. I love my job. But like I said earlier, the most rewarding part of my job is working with the staff and the employees. That's, you know, if I get to do that once a day, it's made my day. So when Sherry announced that she was going to retire, I thought, you know what? Every day they open the doors, every day there's people that come in and they need help. And that's what I love to do. And I thought, why not?
All right. That is Felisa.
Thank you,
Campbell.
Felisa. Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
Well, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, I am committed to serving the community. I've been doing that the last 17 years at Markham Wallace Hospital. But this commitment to serve also stems from my family history of community service and then my personal investment in our community in the future. I enjoy serving the community. It's something I like to do. I feel I'm qualified to serve in the county clerk's office. And frankly, I would be honored to serve you as your next county clerk. Thank you.
That is candidate Elizabeth Walling.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Taylor, you have 1 minute.
Like I mentioned in my introduction, after job shadowing Sherry in high school, I've always dreamed of serving as clerk. I feel like it would be a great opportunity for me to serve the people of this county that I love. I love working with the public, and I want to provide exceptional customer service to this county. Thank you.
There's candidate Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor. Brian, you'll have 1 minute.
Okay. Well, like they said, when Sherry decided to retire, I was at a time in my life where I can fully commit to the community. I have a 25-year-old son, and I have a 19-year-old son that's in college. Throughout my life, I've learned a lot, and I want to put these needs of my family and the needs of the community, and I'm ready to serve as your county clerk. Thanks.
All right. This is candidate
Thank you,
Brian Crow.
Chris, you have 1 minute.
I've talked about it for the past 5 years, but until Mr. Crow over here told me Sherry was retiring, I had no clue. Like I said, I've been working for the public since I've been 16 years old. I've served the public, dealt with the public, 25 years of it. I enjoy it. I've worked in factory work. You know, you're standing there, assembly line, can't talk to nobody. I like talking to people. I like serving people, helping people. That's my number one goal is to be clerk, is I want to be there for you, help you with your needs and stuff. I'm happier in life dealing with people and working with them than anything else I've ever done. That's why I'm still continuing it. I'm working full-time at Steak and Shake in Richmond. They've already asked me to go into management.
Thank you, Chris.
That is Chris Carroll. Now Felisa Campbell. Oh, pardon me. We're moving on to the next question at this point, and it'll start with Miss Elizabeth Walling. She is selecting the next question. Again, you are listening live here at the Estill County High School. My name's Ethan. I'm out here broadcasting for Pickup Country 104.9.
Our next question is, in your opinion, what are the most important skills or qualities for a county clerk to possess? Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
Okay, so as I mentioned in my opening remarks, you know, I have experience in the clerk's office. I know what that entails. I know the daily operations of that office. And I've also used a lot of my skills, even in my current job, to be able to develop that. My master's degree in business administration has provided me with the skills that I think I need to be able to administer the duties of that office. and to provide the exceptional customer service that I think that our voters and our community deserves. Thank you.
That is your Estill County Clerk candidate.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Walling.
Taylor, you'll have 1 minute.
Some skills that are very important when it comes to county clerk, I feel like, would be people or customer service skills. Managing, which I've had experience with that for this last 6 years. Record keeping, working at a bank, you get plenty of that. And organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Brian, you'll have 1 minute.
Currently, I'm the office manager of Urban Municipal Utilities. The jobs kind of coexist. It's clerical work. It's dealing with the public. It's handling customers' complaints. And I think just the public service of being friendly, helping people out, having knowledge to learn new things, that is the most important thing that you can do. And the main thing is go in and work hard and be committed to the job.
Thank you, Brian. Chris, you'll have 1 minute.
I've got the skills and the know-how to handle and to help the people. I've done it for 25 plus years. I'm a people person. I want to have a staff that's very knowledgeable, cross-trained. They can do all the jobs in there, can help anybody that walks through the door. I've got 10 years management, 8 years office, 8 years office experience. Like anybody that walks into the office is going to have to learn it. They just can't walk in there, set it behind the desk, and start. They're going to have to learn every aspect of the office. Everything is changing. I know Madison County, Mr. Green's worked in the county clerk's office over there for years, and he said that he just recently updated new office, new computer programs on how they do things. So it's going to be a learning experience for anybody that gets it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Felicia, you have 1 minute.
My duties at the school system are clerical in nature. They're legal in nature. I understand that it is important to go by the law. I understand that it's okay to pick up the phone and call Frankfurt. That doesn't intimidate me. I do that on a daily, weekly basis in some of my job duties that come across. I take the minutes. I know how to do that. But like I said, it is about the people. That's the part that is the most rewarding to me. But I also understand that you have to be efficient and keep things in a legal, organized manner, or we're not truly serving the citizens if we don't do that too. But like I said, serving the people, working with the people, that's the fun part of my day.
That is Felicia Campbell.
Thank you, Felicia.
We would appear to have a single question left here at the County Clerk's open forum. There are two questions left. So we do have this question and one more that will be running here.
Next question is, in your opinion, what makes you the best candidate for county clerk? I'd like to apologize to CJ and give her 1 minute to answer the question. Thank you.
What I feel makes me the best candidate for county clerk, we have a lot of great candidates up here, but I am... I've always dreamed of having this job, and I am going to have a lot to learn. But like I said, I would be learning from the best, and I am a hard worker, and I plan serving you all for many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Brian, you have 1 minute.
I feel like I would be the best candidate. Where I am today, I've worked for, I started out with IMU and worked in the ditch, doing lines, working in sewer, and worked my way up to office manager. So I am a hard worker. I'm an honest person. I have integrity, have a wonderful family, and I'm a fast learner. So I just feel like I would be the best candidate.
That is candidate Brian Crowe.
Chris, you have 1 minute.
This is candidate Chris Carroll.
I feel as though I'll be the best candidate because I've got the 25 years experience working for the public. I've got the office knowledge. I've ran my own business for almost 2 years. It got to the point where I had to sell it or I was going to have to quit school system, which I was going to have to lose health insurance. And health insurance meant more important to me than the business. But I feel as though with my people skills, my knowledge, I'll be able to run that office sufficient with friendly staff. But mostly, I feel as though I'm the best candidate with my 25 years experience of working for the public. Thank you.
All right, that was Chris Carroll, your candidate for county
clerk. Thank you, Chris. Felicia, you have 1 minute.
Is this Felicia Campbell?
Well, I've listed and told you all not all of the job duties that I now do at the school system, but a majority of them. I work hard. You'll find me there late on the weekends. I give it my all. It's not just a job to me, even the job I have now. And I would want to feel that way about the clerk's office. If I were elected, it would be my main goal to serve you all, to get in there and learn everything there is to learn about it and use the skills and the experiences that I have now in that office and try to meet each person and know that everything that they come to do is the most important thing they're doing that day. So that means it will be the most important job that we're doing at that moment. And remember that every time someone walks through the door.
That is Felicia Campbell.
Thank you, Felicia.
Now Elizabeth Walling will answer the question.
Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
I feel I'm the best candidate for our Estill County Clerk position because I am experienced. Again, I worked in the county clerk's office, and I've also had experience in conducting our county elections. I spent 15 years with the Estill County Board of Elections, and so that's one of the what I would consider one of the biggest duties of that office is conducting our elections like we're doing now. So I do have experience there. Again, my education provides me with a strong foundation. I'm committed to serving the people of our community. I have a family history of community service, and I respectfully ask for your vote on May the 22nd. So together, we can keep our county clerk's office operating in a friendly and efficient manner. Thank you.
All right, we have one question remaining.
Thank you,
this question will begin again over with
final
Brian
question.
Crowe.
Voter turnout has been on the decline in recent elections. How would you, as county clerk, encourage citizens to register and vote? We'll start with Brian. You'll have 1 minute.
Well, we kind of touched on this with the youth. Like I said, 16% of last election was the voter turnout of ages between 17 and 34. The big percent is people 60 and over. So even the 50 to 60 range is still not where it needs to be. Community involvement, just getting it out there and seeing people and letting them know if you want a voice and what happens here in our community, if you want to have an ideal or see what happens to the future, we got to vote, and we got to vote good people in office so our future will be in good shape.
Thank you, Brian.
Candidate Brian Crowe.
Chris, you'll have 1 minute.
Now Chris Carroll.
Like I said also previously, it's educate. We've got to educate the youth. Let them know the reason behind voting, you know, it's the future. You know, our youth is our future. What I see at Steak and Shake with the young college kids coming in and eating and stuff, some of them don't even know anything about politics. They don't know anything about voting. You know, I've talked to a few of them and stuff, and it's like they've never been educated about it. Parents ain't educating them. School ain't educating them, you know. So we, as a county, needs to educate our youth about voting and the reason behind it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Carroll.
Felicia, you'll have 1 minute.
I don't think it's just the youth that needs to be encouraged to vote. It's all across the board. I don't think in this day and time that we can afford to be apathetic and not care or think that we our vote doesn't matter. It does. You know, if I were elected, one of the things that I think would be an awesome opportunity is if all elected officials, you know, from the constables all the way up to the judge and everyone in between that's elected by the people were to get together and tackle some of these issues and educating the voters to get out, educating the students, and then getting out in the community and saying, we need your vote, whether it's for our party, the other party, whatever. We need people to be accountable again, and the only way we can make them accountable is to vote.
That is
Thank you, Felicia.
Candidate Felicia Campbell.
Elizabeth, you'll have 1 minute.
This is Elizabeth Walling, candidate for county clerk in Estill
County. I agree. It's all different ages that need to be encouraged to vote in our community, but I do think we do need to focus on our youth, encourage them to get out there and to get registered. That's where a lot of that will start. But I also think it's important that we look at strengthening the political parties in our community. You know, both the Republican and the Democrat Party, you know, we all rally together around election time, but we need to do something more consistently to make sure that we're out there and encouraging people to be involved in the community and be out there voting and making decisions. For example, I mean, look at all of us here tonight at the forum. This is one way we can encourage people to be involved in our community and make sure that they are exercising their right to vote and people are hearing their voice. Thank you.
That is candidate Elizabeth Wall.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Now CJ Nathan.
CJ, you have 1 minute.
Like everyone else has said, educating is definitely very important when it comes to getting people to vote, explaining to them how important every vote is. Like Elizabeth said, rallying with your people involved at a young age to even the older, that would be a really great way to start. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank candidates for county clerk for participating in the forum. Round of applause. I'd also like to thank our candidates again for circuit clerk for participating in the forum as well. So. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Estill County Public Library, Estill Action Group, Estill County Public Schools, Teresa Dawes and their assistance in preparing for and helping coordinate the events. We also like to thank the following partners for publicizing: Dolores Patrick Rowland and the Estill Tribune, Wallingford Media Group, and Lindsay Rogers and Ethan Moore, 104.9. Now I'm going to turn the mic back over to Lindsay Rogers.
Thank you, John, for moderating our third forum. And thank you, Jeff Tate, for acting as timekeeper tonight. Please give one final round of applause to our candidates for Estill County Clerk. And another round of applause for our candidates for Estill County Circuit Clerk. Our next forum is scheduled for Thursday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. right here at the Estill County High School Auditorium. It will feature the Estill County Magistrate candidates, so please make plans to come out and hear what those candidates have to say again. So once again, thank everybody for coming out, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're watching on Facebook, or you're here in person. We surely do appreciate it, and you guys are dismissed. Thanks.
And that was Miss Lindsay Rogers. You have been listening to the Nonpartisan Political Forum live from the Estill County High School. We've heard from the circuit clerk candidates, candidate Plowman and candidate Brenniger, the incumbent, earlier in the evening. And we've just finished up hearing the candidates for Estill County clerk, including, and this is in the order they were seated on the stage, Brian Crow, Chris Carroll, Felicia Campbell, and Elizabeth Walling, as well as C.J. Neal. There was a little confusion on her name early on, and we do apologize for that. Her maiden name was Taylor. C.J. Neal is what she goes by, and you heard the correction there from both the moderator and myself later this evening. We do appreciate Mr. Tate and Mr. Perrin doing our moderating and timekeeping tonight, as well as our MC, Miss Lindsay Rogers. We do appreciate all the folks that make this possible. And I'm going to turn it back to the studio. Speaking of people who make it possible, thank you so much, Caitlin, for being there at the studio this evening. She's my silent partner in crime as we've been covering these, and I appreciate her very much. That's going to do it from the Estill County High School. This is Ethan Live and Local for Pickup Country 104.9. Y'all have a great night.